Hello to all you nifty nerds, gaming goons, and joystick jockeys out there in pixel land, fixing your eyebrows.
Yeah.
This is Double Shift.
Double Shift.
Double Shift.
The show where seasoned game industry vets talk about buying records, bringing them home, and thinking, yeah, I'll listen to that someday. But before we get to that, we will talk about video games just a little bit. I am your host, Mikey, a.k.a. DJ Sabor Sabor, along with my friend, former colleague, and current greeter at the Terror Dome, Danelle. Say hello, Danelle.
Oh, hello. What's the Terror Dome?
That is a... You know, it's a Public Enemy reference. So I was DJ Sabor Sabor, which of course is Flava Flav in Spanish.
I mean,
at least close enough. And then we have producer Jeff, who is responsible for bringing the noise today. Bring the noise, you know what I mean? All Public Enemy shout-outs. You like Public Enemy?
I do.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we shouted them out.
Woo!
And surely they'll catch wind of it. Chuck D, Flava Flav. I don't think Terminator X is the DJ anymore, but they'll catch wind of it and they'll go to our Instagram and our emails, which will be right here, Double Shift Pod, all one word. Jeff actually hijacked our Instagram and posted some stuff the other day, so that's pretty good. And then, of course, we probably don't have any emails, right, Jeff?
No!
He's sounding weirder and weirder every week. But you can also go to our YouTube Double Shift podcast and watch our full episodes and some shorts. You can watch it like this or like this.
Oh my goodness. I should do that.
What is it about this? And the people who are just listening can't see it, but what is it about this mask that people go, oh my god. Like, I've been doing it since I was a kid and everyone goes, oh.
I know, that's true.
Is there some meaning behind it that is that I'm not aware of? Because I always thought it was innocent. Is there some adult meaning behind it?
Or? I don't know. Okay. I just think because you can twist your arms in a cool way. I don't know.
I couldn't do it as a kid, I guess.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
I can't do it now and I could do it as a kid.
Oh, wait, oh weird. Weird how life works, you know? Are you interested in what this week's episode is, Danelle? Do you even know?
I don't. I read the title, and then I started scrolling through, but I couldn't make the reference, so I don't know.
Excellent. This week's episode is blandly titled Fiddlesticks. And we'll be talking about swearing and cussing in video games.
What? Oh, really?
Yep. We'll be talking about that. You hear us swear all the time on this show. Horse hockey-ish.
Dadgummit.
Fox, F-O-X, Fox. I Fox with that, you know. Dang it. All the good swears. And we learned it all from video games. And you would think that this would be more of like a recent phenomenon in video games as they eventually become more and more adult over time, but... It actually goes back to the days of arcade, Danelle. Do you like to swear, Danelle?
I do.
Well, no need.
All the time.
No need, because this is a family show.
Yeah, I switch it off and on, depending on who I'm around, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if I had my choice, it would be every three words.
Right.
Probably.
Right, yeah. I mean, it was great when Howard Stern went to Sirius, and then they could actually swear. You know what I mean? Like, that was a lot of fun. I remember that. That was great. Do any games come to mind to you when you think about cussing and swearing and all that kind of stuff?
I know I was trying to think, but...
What happened? Nothing?
Yeah. Immediately off the top of my head, no.
Okay. Well, we'll go through it. Not an extensive history, because Jeff runs a tight ship here, and we can't go too long. But we're going to start with the OG potty mouth in video gaming, which, of course, is 1982's Q-Bert.
What? He swore?
Yeah, I think so.
I remember all the exclamation things, I think.
Yeah.
Or like...
Or whatever he did. I can't do the sound. But so Qbert was developed by legendary game designer and programmer Warren Davis. But what is Qbert? According
Anteater? I don't even know.
Well, so there was a Qbert TV show. It existed. It really did.
Oh.
According to the Qbert TV show, he is from a species called nosers. Like his nose.
It's not hosers, but nosers.
No, not Canadian. Well, the Canadian nosers were the hoser nosers, of course. But
and they were posers.
Yeah, or and the ones that couldn't do a kickflip but wore, you know, off the wall Vans were poser nosers. But yeah, so they were a species of round, two-legged creatures with long noses. No further explanation needed. That's what Qbert is. Also a dope DJ. DJ Qbert. Fantastic.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Shout out DJ Qbert. Maybe he'll do the show one day. I don't know why, but why not? So Qbert, the alien, is just this weird guy who jumps across what appears to be an M.C. Escher sculpture of 3D-ish squares. You have to turn all the squares a certain color to beat the level and fly off to the next structure only to do the same thing. And of course, it gets harder and harder as you go along. It honestly seems like a terrible existence, if you ask me.
That's true.
You know, this is what Qbert does. But Q-Man seems to like it okay. And he gets really frustrated when he messes up to the point where he swears.
That's true. I didn't think about it till you said that. I'm like, he never swore, but then immediately I thought of.
Yeah, it's like you don't hear it. You don't hear like an F or an S or anything like that. It's clearly in his alien language.
Yeah.
But the text, it looks like when you hold down the shift key and you hit all the number keys, like if you were to be like writing something and you didn't want to like actually swear, you would do that. And that's what Qbert does, essentially. It's a classic way to display swear words, I think, personally.
It is. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
You just understand what it means. Oh, he's swearing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I would probably cuss as well if I were Qbert. I'm just trying to do my job of changing cubes to a specific color for whatever reason. I don't know why there's a job that demands that these cubes be changed a certain color, but it must be something in their ecosystem that is necessary for their survival.
Keeping the lights on or something.
Yeah, exactly. These buildings run off a certain energy that responds to colors, and like he's like a window washer, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden a snake is chasing you.
Yeah.
And weird aliens, and for some reason bouncing balls are bouncing after you, and they want to prevent you from changing cubes to a certain color. It's making me angry just thinking about it, Janelle. I feel like swearing right now. Do you mind?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Malarkey.
Oh.
Sorry for losing my temper and swearing, but...
Woo! That was a bad one.
Yeah, malarkey. We might be canceled after this episode. And like you mentioned, you were like, oh, he's swearing? I guess I never thought about that. I only assume that he's swearing. The actual way that it was described from the developers is incoherent expressions.
That's funny.
What's funny enough, incoherent expressions is the working title of Jeff's autobiography that's going to be coming out soon. There'll be a lot of Jeff jokes this episode, I'm just warning you now. Yeah. I was in my bag of Jeff jokes when I was writing this, so.
Jeff jokes. I like that. Right. Jeff jokes.
Do you like Qbert?
I love Qbert. I think it's probably my most favorite arcade game. I told you I didn't go to the arcades very much. I didn't play a lot of arcade games, but if I did, it was Qbert.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, that game was so frustrating, but so frustratingly fun.
Yeah.
Because it looks so easy, and it is at first.
No, it's not.
You just jump around, and then you learn the patterns too. Like, oh, let me do this. Go down this way first, and let me go down this way. And then if I come back up this way, go across. Okay, that's the best way to go. But then, of course, like you said, the things come out and get you. Yeah. So, like, changes your plan of action. But I don't, it was so simple. And I always thought, like, oh, I can beat this. This is so easy. And I don't even think I ever got past level 5. I mean, I don't even know. Right. I swear, like, it seemed so easy. And essentially it is, but it's not. I love Qbert. I love it.
I do too. I think it's probably one of my favorite arcade games of all time as well. And our ex-CEO at Machine Zone, remember, she went on the whole Qbert tirade and got a Qbert arcade cabinet in her, not her office, but like one of those,
oh, really?
One of those offices up there.
Oh,
so that was
I
cool.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was before my time?
No, it was your time. It was the hashtag don't do this, speaking of cussing.
Oh, I wasn't there for that shirt, though.
Oh, okay. But it was like that, like, you know, there wasn't too much time after that between that and going home for COVID, so.
Okay, so it was just right after, or right before I got there.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Qbert, I mean, it's probably one of the most important games of all time. It led to a lot of things, which we won't get into today because we're just talking about cussing, but yeah, I mean, Qbert had a lot to do with Mortal Kombat eventually, for example, but we won't talk about that. What you can do is you can go buy the Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection and watch their included documentary in the game that they put in there, and you'll learn about how they're connected. Anyways, Qbert is really, he's an angel in comparison to our next game to now, which is...
Oh.
Scarface, the world is yours. The world is yours!
I definitely never played that.
Yeah, so that was towards the end of the last greatest era in gaming, the PS2 era. It was a GTA clone, and I loved GTA clones. I didn't care what they were. They were a dime a dozen. I mean, you could throw a rock and hit a GTA clone back then. And in this game, you've seen the movie, right?
Oh, of course. Okay. Love it.
So you know how the movie ends. In this game, you basically start where the movie ends, except as Scarface, you survive. You survive that onslaught, but you get everything taken away from you, essentially. So you started at the bottom, you were here, that happened, and now you're at the bottom again. And you have to restart your cocaine empire.
Oh, funny.
It's actually not a bad idea. It's a bloody, cuss word filled action sequence, and it's fun. I actually really like this game. So fun fact about Scarface. This game still, I believe, actually holds the record, the Guinness Book of World Records, for the most swears in a video game.
No way.
You know that book, the book about beer and records.
I'm funny you say that.
Oh, you have a Guinness? You have a Guinness beer or a book?
Oh, well, it was on the table here. Yeah, I have one from like 2003 or something like that.
Oh, okay. Are they related? Is it the same company, Guinness Beer and Records?
I don't know. I should look. Oh, no, that was before Scarface came out. I was like, I could look and see if it's in there. But...
Yeah, probably not, because this, I want to say, was probably like 2006-ish that it came out, 5 or 6. But so the F word is used 5,688 times throughout its 31,000 lines of dialogue and 15-hour single player story. That's a lot of F's.
Wow.
And as far as I can tell, they're only tracking the F word, so that means there's even more swears than.
Oh yeah.
And my oldest sister, who doesn't love video games, but at the time her boyfriend was, I believe, playing this at their house. And she rarely pays attention to video games, but she told me, because she knew I was playing it too, she was shocked and appalled at the amount of swearing that the game had. I mean, it is ridiculous.
I mean, the movie did too, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, no, it did. It did. I feel like they really revved it up for the game. Like, it is over the top. And they didn't need to do that because the game's really fun and I really liked it. But maybe they did because we're still talking about it today as the most swear game of all time, the sweariest swear of them all.
Sweariest.
So that, I mean, that's not much else to say about Scarface. It's a Scarface game. There's a lot of swearing and blood and shooting and cocaine. I'm sold. Moving on.
100%.
Moving on. Moving on to our next game. And it gets tough. When we do these shows, I do a lot of research, and there's a million games we could put in here for our, you know, a little opening salvo here. And it's just, it's hard to choose from them. Especially with so many having swear words. So, but listen, research is like half the fun for me, I think. For you know, we don't get paid. Well, Jeff doesn't get paid to do this. Danelle and I do, but if I didn't get paid, the research would be worth it because it's a lot of fun. And I learn things and I discover games that I might
play. I like research too.
Yeah, research is fun, especially on the internet. It's easy. Type, enter. Ooh, look at all that.
I know.
So I found an old late 90s games that I never played and wishlisted on Steam, actually, after I discovered it. It's called Kingpin Life of Crime. Very generic. So this PC that I'm recording on here now, I won this gaming PC from Machine Zone, actually.
Oh, I remember you telling us about
that. Yeah, they have like a little auction. I guess or it's Machine Zone App 11. I don't know what happened. They bought like
10 of these. Yes, I remember. I put in for it
I
didn't get it.
I'm sorry. Do you want mine? I feel bad now.
No. I have one.
I think our boss maybe greased the wheels a little bit because he knew I really wanted it. And I don't know. I don't know if he did or if he didn't, but I ended up winning one of these, and it's pretty much my first like PC that I ever had. We had them growing up. They never could like play games, like not too many games anyways.
Yeah.
So a lot of the games that I buy on Steam are actually old ones that I never had the chance to play or never heard of or whatever it is.
And
so this Kingpin Life of Crime, it kept coming up in my searches for games, games with lots of swearing in them, enter. It was my research. Pretty extensive research, if you ask me. And boy, does it look like the late 90s, Danelle, I'll tell you what. It's from the same developer that brought us Redneck Rampage. Do you remember Redneck Rampage by any chance? Great game. My brother actually might have had a PC that played that game, but Redneck Rampage was a lot of fun. Actually, I think Redneck Rampage was the first game I bought when I got this PC. I'm not even joking. It's so stupid. Probably like $5. But Kingpin Life of Crime was controversial when it came out because it had a ton of swearing and violence, of course. 15-year-old me, or however old I would have been at the time, would have been stoked. So the swearing, every other sentence is MF-er, what the F, F no, F you. You effing MF-er. It's comedy, really. Even for the late 90s, it was a little excessive. The late 90s is like the trashiest time in our existence, I swear to God. All the Jerry Springers and the anti-Spice Girl websites and all that kind of stuff and the demon Teletubbies.
That's true. That's probably why I swear, I guess.
Yeah, we were product of the trashiest time in American history. But I loved it. And so
me too.
This game, it maybe takes a little too much inspiration from the movie Pulp Fiction, which is fine by me. Are you a fan of Pulp Fiction?
Love that movie. One of my all-time favorites. I even own one of the collector's DVDs.
Right. It's in my top five all-time favorite movies, for sure. What do you think's in the briefcase before we move on?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was glowing, right?
Yeah.
But I...
Nobody knows for sure. That's the beauty of it.
Gold? I mean, that's the only thing I could think of.
Most people say it was Marcellus Wallace's soul. But
I never thought about that.
But yeah, I love Pulp Fiction. I might even reference the movie later again in the show. We'll see. I don't know. I don't write these shows. I just read them. Wait a minute. So the main bad guy is the Kingpin. And he's not the big fatso from Marvel. But he's more like Marcellus Wallace from Pulp Fiction. He looks and sounds exactly like him, and he also straight up uses his lines verbatim from the movie. So, yeah, they definitely just ripped off Pulp Fiction.
That's
for
hilarious.
Him. But yeah, thank the Lord for this podcast. I was like really excited to like wishlist this and play it. It's gonna be just like the vinyl I mentioned at the beginning of the show for our main topic. I'm gonna buy this game one day, and I'll be like, nice, I'll play that someday. But yeah, that's pretty much Kingpin. I mean, it's you go where you walk around, you shoot people, they swear, lots of swearing, lots of violence and blood.
Yeah, why is it that swearing and violence go together? Why is it always a bunch of games where it's like you're shooting people and you swear? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
except
funny you
Cuber,
say that.
But...
Besides Cuber, although we don't know if he's swearing or not. But it got me thinking. Actually, I was taking a walk the other day. I was walking around, you know, and I live in a kind of a quiet neighborhood near a lot of schools, and this guy came just speeding down the street, you know, going I had 40 and a 25 type thing, right?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, slow down, you bleep. And I was like, oh, that would be a good game design idea, actually. And so I was thinking, I want to beat the record that Scarface holds. So I came up with an idea, a game idea called Slow Down, You, and then I broke the Qbert, you know, incoherent response thing. I had an original word, but I was like, oh, it'd be funnier to have it like the Qbert, you know. You can make up your own word.
Yeah.
So this game, we're going to design it. It's going to beat Scarface's record for the most swears in a video game. So basically, what are you doing, Danelle? You're walking around in your neighborhood. We'll have different neighborhoods you can walk around in. And it's going to be quiet and mostly peaceful. But sometimes there are jerks that drive way too fast. And so what you have to do in the game is you have to yell curse words at them as they drive by. Sometimes it will get them to slow down, which gives your character, like, stat buffs and stuff, which you'll need, because sometimes the driver might match your energy and stop its car and get out and try to fight you. But then sometimes, sometimes you'll be like, all right, bring it on, MF-er. But other times, it's going to be a big, scary guy that's going to get out, and you're going to be like, I don't want any of this smoke, and you have to escape, because your bark was bigger than your bite. So let's take a look at some of the gameplay highlights, Danelle. Jeff, we can have them displayed on the side in bullet point fashion as I read. I'm just trying to give Jeff more work.
He's like, what?
Yeah. Sorry, Jeff. You don't have to do that. Perform combos to yell the perfect swear words at reckless drivers. So you'll learn different swear words that you can combo together to yell at people.
Oh, my God.
When you do fight them, it's going to be like Street Fighter. You know, it's just going to be a one-on-one battle like Street Fighter.
Nice.
And then when you have to run away, there's going to be thrilling escapes, hopping over barbed wire fences, ditches, puddles, and crickets. Shout out to E40 for that line from the song Federal.
okay, I didn't know that.
Hopping over barbed wire fences, ditches, puddles, and crickets. Anyways, customize your character to make him look more intimidating. Dope soundtrack as you bop around with your headphones, provided by E40. We're going to collab with E40. He's going to do the soundtrack for this. I should have mentioned the last game. I meant to mention it. Kingpin Life of Crime soundtrack was by Cypress Hill. Anyways, we're getting E40.
Oh.
Cypress Hill's LA. E40's Bay Area. We're Bay Area.
I dig it.
Over 140 different combos of swear words to be discovered.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And don't think we didn't think about multiplayer, Danelle, because we did, you and I. So you can have a whole mom group walking together. You know, the ones that go on walks together during the day. You know, you see them walking around, all the mom groups and stuff. Speed walking. Up to 6 players can join up together. And yes, it does make the game easier. You would think it would make the game harder. But picture one dude getting out of his car and facing 6 mad moms dressed in 80s aerobic gear, smashing the crap out of him. He doesn't stand a chance. He surely will learn his lesson and slow down in the future. And this is going to be an old school game too. This is going to be like the last greatest era style of game. There'll be no DLC. You have to grind to unlock such characters as Potty Mouth Granny, Drunk Grandma, Paris Priest, Danelle, the Trailer Park Boys, Chevy Chase from the end of Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
Alberto, Alf, Crazy Cat Lady, and many, many more. Danelle, you have any characters you want to add for the unlockable characters here? Or?
Yeah, you and Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I suppose.
I think that would be
interesting. Right.
I don't know. You're really good at this. See, how come you don't design more games?
I try to, you know.
But you get more time to think about it. You put me on the spot, and I'm like,
Well, that's where the magic happens, in my opinion.
These are great characters. I like them.
Yeah. We can have
Potty Mouth Granny. That's hilarious.
We can have super fans, you know, from that listen to the show. I mean, we already have Al, but you know, we have the other 3 super fans and all that kind of stuff. And maybe Shimoda can be a character since he was a special guest. You know, oh man, you know, good lord, well, that would be his swear word.
Danny Tanner.
Oh, Danny Tanner would be a good one. Absolutely. Bob Saget, right?
Bob Saget. I heard he does crazy stand-ups, so I guess he'd be perfect to have him there.
Yeah, his stand-up was definitely dirty.
But I guess it would be somebody you wouldn't think. You kind of have people on here that you wouldn't suspect. Well, I guess you wouldn't suspect him, but now people know that he does.
Well, if it's Danny Tanner, specifically, you wouldn't. You would expect that kind of malarkey from Joey Gladstone, but not Danny Tanner.
Yeah.
So, or Uncle Jesse, for that matter. I mean, we could have the whole Full House crew, you know. Jimmy Gibbler, I mean, why not?
Oh, yeah. Clarissa explains it all. Oh. Clarissa in there, she can be swearing.
Absolutely. Yeah, get all the Nickelodeon and Disney family up in there swearing.
I know.
Batman. Jeff would be the hardest character because he'd be like, couldn't hear him.
You couldn't hear him? Yeah. You'd have to like unlock a...
like a megaphone or something.
Make his voice louder.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. See? You got it. You got the design bug in your system. But yeah. All this swearing and game design is making me hungry, Jeff. Why don't you go ahead and cue up that snacks beat for me, buddy?
Snacks,
if you are new to this show, is the segment where we pair amazing snacks, the best snacks in the world, some say the greatest snacks, with fantastic video games, just like you would fancy food with a fine wine. Snacks is spelled with an X because we are Gen X. Actually, we're not, but we grew up with Gen Xers and we're extreme to the max. So today for snacks... I have two to share with you.
You do?
Being that this is the swearing episode, I chose some snacks that just so happen to be two of Jeff's favorite curse words. I don't know if you knew that. Jeff's two favorite curse words are actual snacks out there in the wild. So we're going to start with the first one. Which is fiddle faddle.
Ooh, hey, that kind of looks like the popcorn that I'm eating.
That's what I said. You might be excited about that, yeah. Listen, Jeff says this all the time when he's losing an online match in FIFA, when someone corrects him, or even when he stubs his toe. So, you know the snack. They're like Cracker Jacks, but not as good.
I used to love Fiddle Faddle.
Oh, you did? Okay. But, you know, they didn't come with the prize like Cracker Jacks. At least I don't think they did they?
No.
Okay.
No.
And you usually found them at like the dollar store, or liquor store, that kind of stuff. When I told Jeff that some people don't like his favorite snack, which is fiddle faddle, he said, "Poppycock." And I said, "No, Jeff, fiddle faddle. Poppycock, of course, is another type of caramel popcorn snack."
It is.
And I said, "Jeff, when you eat fiddle faddle, how does it make you feel?" He said, "Zonkers." I said, "No, Jeff, again. We're talking about fiddle faddle." He said, "I forgot. I'm so mad at myself for forgetting I could curse." I said, "Go right ahead, Jeff." He said, "Okay." He said, revving it up. He goes, "Here goes nothing. Fiddle faddle." Now we're back on track. Anyway, so you like fiddle faddle, huh?
Yeah. Nice. I love caramel popcorn.
Okay, nice. It's too sweet for me. I really did this.
Better than Cracker Jack now. Cracker Jack is like awful now, and it's stale, and there's not enough flavor. There's no peanuts anymore. Like, I don't know.
Oh, there is no peanuts anymore. I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, they're like hardly any.
Yeah.
There was like five in the whole entire bag the last time that I like got one.
Man, it's been...
I don't know. I really like Fiddle Faddle.
Is Fiddle Faddle still around?
I don't know. You know, and you know what? I actually went to the store trying to look for... Was it the... 100 grand? Which one?
Oh, yeah, 100 grand. Yeah, yeah.
And I swear, I thought, I was like, oh, yeah, they sell it at my store. And it was Fast Break that they sell. Oh,
dude, let me tell you, I actually do love Fast Break. That's the one, that's a Reese's one, right, I think?
Yeah. It's like chewy. Yeah. It's like chewy, like, Baca. I really like that one, too, but I swore they had 100 grand. And you're right, I can't find it. I tried to look for it at Target. I tried to look for it when I went to my liquor store near me, and they didn't have it. I didn't check when I went to Lucky today, but I was so sure they had it, and I was wrong.
We did get some in the Halloween haul, I think. I had one so far.
Well, Well, Fiddle Faddle.
Fiddle Faddle might have the shortest Wikipedia page I've ever seen. And
oh, they have one?
Yeah, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read the article in its entirety to you now, actually. Actually, first, I'll read the, you know, they have like redirect links. Like, oh, did you mean this? And so yeah. They're like, oh, if you're looking for the musical composition Fiddle Faddle, click here. That made me giggle. So the article, I'm going to read the entire Wikipedia article to you about Fiddle Faddle. Fiddle Faddle is a caramel popcorn produced by Con-Arga Foods. Introduced in 1967, the snack is commonly found in U.S. discount and drugstores. Fiddle Faddle consists of popped popcorn covered with either caramel or butter toffee and mixed with peanuts. And that's it. That's the entire article.
Nice.
I mean, at least they got one, you know.
Yeah. I guess there's not much to say. It is just the caramel popcorn.
It's a great name, really... honestly.
It is. It's fun to say.
Admittedly, for me, it's not a snack that I love or have fond memories of. I definitely know I tried it back in the 80s because I think I used to see it at like Lucky Stores, and I always asked for like all the dumb snacks.
It's still there. I'm sure
it is. Yeah, I'm sure it is. But I don't know. I guess I would prefer Cracker Jacks, but I don't even really like Cracker Jacks. And by the way, I do care if I ever come back, because I love.
Oh,
like what a dumb line! I love baseball games. I don't care.
I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Like, you don't. You clearly love baseball enough to write a song about it. You probably care if you come back. So that's a dumb line. Whoever wrote that, shame on you. Anything else to say about Fiddle Faddle before we get to Jeff's favorite curse word, which is also the second snack?
No, but I want some caramel popcorn now.
Nice. I think, you know, we got some, not Fiddle Faddle, we got some caramel popcorn at Halloween. They come in, like, the triangle bags, and it has, like, Dracula on it or whatever. I forget the brand, but.
I'll say Popcornopolis.
Oh, that's a fun word. Say it again.
One that I know of. Popcornopolis?
I'll say it 3 times fast.
No.
Damn it. All right.
I don't know if that's the one you're talking about, but I love that brand. They make really good
Maybe.
Popcorn.
Maybe. I hope
they
so.
They come in a triangle bag, and then a... They have like zebra flavor and like
I think it's that. I think it's that. Yeah.
Oh, I love that brand.
So Jeff's second favorite curse word that's also a food is fish sticks.
Oh.
Jeff says it all the time when he's losing an online match in FIFA, when someone corrects him, or even when he stubs his toe. Now, fish sticks is a swear word that Filbert says in Rocco's Modern Life. So that's a fun one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, fish sticks, you know. Love that.
You sounded like Trump right there.
A lot of fish sticks. Some say the greatest fish sticks. A lot of people are saying I have the best fish sticks. And I do have more history with fish sticks than Fiddle Faddle. British people call them fish fingers. And I don't know what sounds better or worse, sticks or fingers.
I guess that's true. I never thought about it.
Yeah, they're both a little gnarly sounding, but they serve their purpose. So, you know, fish sticks are the chicken nuggets of the sea. That makes
sense. Ooh, I like that.
And I don't think I've had actual fish sticks since I was a kid, but good old Trader Joe's sponsor us. They sell these fish nuggets that I actually do fox with from time to time. You don't like them?
No, my best friend talks about these all the time. She loves them. She makes fish tacos with them all the time. And she's always telling me, you gotta buy these fish nuggets. You gotta buy these fish nuggets. And I forgot the last time I was there. I should add it to my list.
Is she a fan of, is she the one that listens to the show or is it a different one?
No.
She doesn't?
No.
She's gonna want to because check this out.
She has in the beginning. She did it the first couple of times.
She didn't like it. What I was going to go on to say is I will get those fish nuggets, some flour tortillas, some sort of cabbage slaw mix, and I'll either make my own orange sauce or even better, have some orange sauce from La Vic. And those are really good, easy fish tacos. They're bomb, great with beer, maybe a Corona. I'm thinking a Corona. I'm actually not drinking this month, so I would say Corona NA beer. Those are actually really good if you're trying not to drink alcohol, but you still want the beer feeling. Corona NA, whatever the hell they're called. Pretty good with the lime. Pretty top-notch. Not for November, though. I wouldn't drink it in November. I would go with like a Guinness non-alcoholic, which is
Ooh.
actually really good. It actually tastes like Guinness. Getting away from the star of the show, which are fish sticks, fish fingers, fishy fish fams, fishy fish fingers feed Fenton faces for family feast far from fancy, a facsimile of bun and fresh for Good Friday. As our good friend YouTube might say, they're all right. So the moral of the story is buy fish nuggets from Trader Joe's, sponsor
Yep.
us, and make yourself some fish tacos. Faux fish tacos. Fork yeah.
It's funny. I might have even mentioned this before, but I watch Kids Baking Championship a
Yes.
lot. I don't know if they've had one recently, but it was one year I was watching it, and this one kid was up. He was actually from Marin.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And one of the things they had to do is they have to do like where they make food that looks like food
Right.
and it's not. And so he had to do fish sticks, and he didn't know what they look like. And he said, "We don't eat fish sticks in California." And I was like,
Maybe not
"What?"
Marin.
I was gonna say, because he's like, "I've never had a fish stick before,"
Yeah.
and they were just like, "What? You've never had it? You've never had a fish stick? You don't know what it looks like?" And then they're like, "No, I'm pretty sure they eat fish sticks in California." It's like, "No, we don't." But yeah, exactly. Probably
Yeah.
where he's from, where his family, they probably never did. But I just thought that was so funny.
Yeah, no, they just have like fresh, rock
They go out
cod.
to the bay really quick and catch one.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't put it in stick form. It's probably like, I don't know, whatever rich people do. I don't know what shapes rich people like because I'm not one of them. Someday I'll live in Marin, though. When this podcast blows up to the moon, I'll move to Marin. So I'll be closer to Graton Casino. Anyways, you
Oh,
probably forgot about this, Danelle.
I
But we
did.
have to pair this food with the game. That's what we do here.
Every time.
We need somebody who swears and tells people to eat. We need Duke Nukem.
So my other best friend, who's the one that does watch the
Okay.
show, me and her play Duke Nukem. That was like back in the day with dial-up modems, and you
Yes.
had to like connect to the other person's like computer and like connecting. We would play Duke Nukem 3D
Yeah.
all the time. We loved that game, and there was the cheats we found that you could do. We entered the cheat codes, and like me and her every day, want to play Duke Nukem?
Hell
Oh
yeah.
man, that is one I do know of.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. So you then of course know what he tells the alien sometimes after he kills them, which is to, I'll clean it up, consume excrement and pass away. You can fill in the blanks, of course. But this is the swearing episode. Even though it's a swearing episode, this is still a family friendly show. I don't think we've sworn once. It is.
Yeah, how did I not think of Duke Nukem was swearing? He totally
Oh
does.
yeah, and in fact, I will break the. I will swear in a second here, but since this is a family friendly show, this show is brought to you by the letters F, U, C, and of course X, because everything is spelled with an X. Yeah, I loved playing Duke Nukem 3D back in the day. I remember being able to rent it on New Year's Eve one year, and
Oh.
I'm the youngest of five siblings, and this was at I was at an age where all of my siblings were starting to go out for New Year's Eve, and I was stuck at home with the parents, which was it was the best. So I got to move the console out of the living room and into one of their rooms, the siblings' room. They who like one of them had a TV, I think, which is a
Ooh.
good thing. Because Duke says such infamous one-liners as, "Bitchin', blow it out your ass, damn, damn, damn it, damn I'm good, damn I'm looking good, damn that was annoying, damn that's the second time those alien bastards shut up my ride, damn those alien bastards are gonna pay for shooting up my ride, damn you're ugly," and of course, holy cow.
Wow, you did it good. You sounded
Yeah, it's
like.
starting to hurt my throat.
That's right, I did say damn all the time.
I looked up. It's funny. There's a Duke Nukem wiki, not Wikipedia, like a Duke Nukem wiki that has all of his one-liners, and like the D section was just like damn, 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 damn. I could have gone on and on and on, but yeah,
Oh,
Jeff with his time limit.
wow.
And of course, Duke quotes all sorts of movies like They Live, Evil Dead, and even Star Wars. I think he quotes at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was some there is no try, only do, or whatever the hell Yoda says. We all know Duke. You walk around, you shoot aliens, you find secret passages and
Yep.
babes, and items. And then you move on to the next level and you do the same. It was a wild time, and for sure, my mother would be none too pleased if she actually knew what she just rented for me. You know.
My parents didn't know. I was in my room playing it. They never saw any of the games I ever played.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And thinking back to this specific memory on that specific New Year's Eve, I think that might actually be the first time I watched Pulp Fiction. Which was amazing because I had listened to the soundtrack for 2 years before I ever saw the movie. My parents were pretty strict with me for some reason, with me the most. I was the baby. But look how I turned out now.
Beautiful.
So I think Duke goes well with the fish tacos and beer, I bet. I don't know. Do you think Duke Nukem goes well with Fiddle Faddle? What do you think? Should we ask Jeff? Let's ask Jeff. Jeff, does Duke Nukem go well with Fiddle Faddle? Poppycock! Jeff! No, we're talking about Fiddle Faddle. God, this guy over here. That's what he sounds like. Anyways, you know, what are your thoughts on Fiddle Faddle, fish nuggets from Trader Joe's? We'll go with that. And Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Love it all.
Yes.
10 out of 10. Yeah. Love the caramel popcorn. I've been thinking about caramel popcorn recently. I don't think they make it anymore. But so it's funny you would talk about it because I've been wanting some, and Orville Redenbacher used to make a caramel popcorn, and it would actually have like a caramel wafer in the package.
And you melt it?
Yeah, what you do is you'd pop the popcorn first in the bag, and then you'd open up the bag, and you'd take this gigantic caramel wafer, and you would put it on top, and then you'd fold it back on, and then you'd leave it upwards, so the caramel would like melt downwards, and you heat it up again for like another minute.
Interesting.
And then all the caramel would melt down into it, and then you would like shake it all around, and then you had to put it out on a sheet so that it would dry.
Oh, that's a lot of.
And then it would harden, and it was, but oh my gosh, it was the caramel. It was so crunchy, and it was so good. And even when it was warm, it was still good because although the popcorn was chewy. Because if you didn't let it get hard, it was chewy.
Oh, I see.
But it was like, but the caramel was like hot, gooey, and it was so good. But yeah, when you let it like actually like get room temperature and like air dry or whatever, it was really good. So I've been craving like some caramel corn. So I'm with the Fiddle Faddle, those Trader Joe's fish nuggets. I'm with it. Like I said, my friend's been talking about it all the time. She always talks about it. Because she'll go every couple of weeks and she'll buy them again and like tell me how she bought them again and made something with them. And you gotta buy them.
They're good. I actually like them.
So now you're the second person. So I really, I just went there though earlier in the week and I went and bought a bunch of stuff. But next time I go back, I'll have to add that to my list. And then Duke Nukem, you just, that was my childhood right there. That was like, that was high school for me.
Yeah.
Me and my best friend sit around and play that game, and we get disconnected all the time because we freaking dial up and
someone
get
upset,
call each other, have to call each other back, like, oh, I got disconnected.
Is that what you
said? My 28.8 BPS modem.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You know what Trader Joe's has? It's another swear word, and because it's this time of year, jingle jangle. You ever had jingle jangle from Trader Joe's?
Sounds familiar.
Oh, man. Even I like it, and I'm sweet enough. It's like one of those tins of, you know, like the Danish cookie tins, right? It's like that kind of tin.
Oh, yeah.
It's like chocolate pretzels and peanut butter cups and M&Ms and stuff. Yeah, no, that's good.
That sounds good. I just bought a container of cookies from them, and it's called like everything in the mix or all. It's something like that,
right?
And it's like an everything cookie, and it has pretzels in it, marshmallows, it has cornflakes, it has Rice Krispies, it has semi-sweet chocolate chips, and it's so good. It's like a sandy cookie, though. It's like really crumbly. I wish it wasn't so crumbly, but oh man, they're so addicting. I didn't see those ones you're talking about, though.
Jingle jangle. Well, we'll have to we're gonna buy some jingle jangle at some point soon, and I'll put it on camera at very least. Did you ever play Duke Nukem Forever by any chance? It was the one that took like 20 years to make.
No, I don't think so.
People hated
it. I think
it.
I remember, I wanted to, but I think I didn't.
Yeah, people hated it when it came out. I
hated it.
I tested it at OnLive, and everyone there hated it. And I liked it because I had fond memories of Duke. I mean, it was very corny and stuff, but Yeah, anyways. All right. Well, it is time to get to Rapido Fire-O Censored Edition. So, look.
Censored Edition.
Not all swear words make it into games. In fact, sometimes things are censored that aren't even swear words. And I think that's very interesting. It's the thought process that goes into these things when you think about making games on a global level.
True.
There's a lot that goes into it. So one time at MZ, we had a special guest. There was like a company that came. I forget who it was, but they came in and they talked about sensitivity around the world and how to approach changing your content for different regions.
Hmm.
So, you know, like a lot of the Asian countries might have things that are offensive to their culture that Americans just simply wouldn't think of, vice versa.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if you're an American company, you're really only thinking American culture.
True.
So it's kind of, I mean, I think I find it really interesting. And they didn't really care about that so much back in the day. I'm looking at you, Punch Out. And I don't really envy that job. It seems like a hard job to kind of have. Like, I don't think that's a dedicated job in the game industry, but someone's got to think of that stuff at some point and be like, nah, we can't do that here.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It would definitely come out in testing. I remember, because you're right, like, it's not something you think about unless you're, like, in the industry. And then when you work with somebody who's either from that culture, that's what it would happen more often. Like, you know, you shouldn't say this. Like, we don't like that. Or we wouldn't really say that. Or that's not really, like, PC to say. And, oh, I didn't know that. And
yeah.
You're right. It's not someone's dedicated job, but I do remember people pointing out things like that sometimes.
For sure. And most of the time they'd be like, ah, that's fine, whatever. And then when someone out from the outside said something, they'd be like, oh, we should change this QA. Why don't you say anything?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you have to be like smart and have finished school to get a job like that, you know? Anyways, here's some examples of games that were censored either for cursing or to be culturally sensitive.
Oh.
So the first one is The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. The original Japanese version of Syrah's song contained a line mentioning God, which was removed in the Western version. So there you go.
Really?
In that case, it's catering to American culture and sensitivity.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Can't mess with that word in America. I'll tell you what. Conker Live and Reloaded. I've told you about this game before. Conker's Bad Fur Day, and you didn't remember it. So that was originally a Nintendo 64 game, which was surprising because Nintendo 64 is a very family-friendly console, but it had a lot of, you know, curse words, and it had a poop level and all that kind of stuff. So Conker Live and Reloaded was a game for the Xbox that was basically a remaster of the original game and then, like, some multiplayer thrown in, like, shoot, like a Call of Duty type multiplayer. But many swear words from the original Nintendo 64 were censored or bleeped out in the Xbox remake, despite the game being advertised as live and uncut. That sounds like false advertising to me, honestly. Also, I think it's interesting that they had a bunch of swear words in Nintendo, and then which is family friendly, and then went to Xbox, which had games like GTA and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah,
I don't know. I find
weird.
That odd.
It is.
But anyways, moving on. South Park, The Stick of Truth. You ever play that one?
Oh, no.
It looks just like the cartoon. It's crazy. This game was censored in certain regions to remove scenes depicting abortion and sexual content.
Oh, so, well, I can
see that. Yeah, that sounds about right. No need to fret about that. Fire Emblem 7, a game you've surely never heard of or played. Certain lines in the game were altered for the North American release, again us, to avoid using religious or potentially offensive terms such as, get ready for it, Danelle, I'm about to swear, damn.
Oh, really?
I know, that's what I said, damn. I mean, that's hardly a swear word. Damn. Damn, 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 damn. That's what beavers make,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was just going to say you could be talking about water or something.
Ridiculous. Anyways, yeah, we're sensitive about the word damn in America. That's what that fact says.
Better to be safe than sorry, I guess.
I guess, yeah. And then, of course, finally, Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. This game was temporarily banned in some countries after its release due to its controversial content, which included dialogues and scenes of sexual violence. So I remember, so obviously, GTA was banned in places. I remember we had a
Yeah.
friend a long time ago who had a young son at the time. And when they came over, he would always want to play like video games and stuff while we like hung out. So we would let him play, and I had GTA 4, and she would not let him play that game with the sound on. Makes sense. She didn't want him to hear the dialogue. But I always thought it was funny that it's like, oh, you can play GTA, but no sound. It's totally fine to steal a cop car and run over civilians, but I don't want you hearing that.
Yeah, I know, that's
Oh,
true.
I guess, yeah. Anyways, that's all the facts I have for you today. Danelle, what have you learned?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, I'm kidding. I don't. There are more swear words in video games than I guess I originally realized. I mean, there's not, I'm sure there's more, but like I said, I couldn't think of any in the beginning when you mentioned it to me, and then you started talking about it. Oh yeah, duh. Oh yeah, I mean definitely GTA. Hello. I
Yeah.
mean, and definitely like I said, Duke Nukem. Oh yeah, but I guess what was the one you mentioned earlier that had the most in the?
Scarface.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I learned that I gotta go check out Scarface
A
now.
good one. I actually really like it. Yeah, what was that? It was 5,688 uses of the word F. That's
I like
a
it.
lot.
And then I learned I gotta go get these darn fish sticks. That's also an F word.
Fish nuggets.
Fish nuggets.
Yeah.
I gotta tell my friend. She's gonna be so excited that you said
Yeah,
that.
not only did I mention fish nuggets, but fish tacos out of the fish nuggets, and we can compare
Yeah.
recipes and all that kind of stuff. And maybe, I don't know, she could come on, we could play some Duke Nukem and swear. And we'll swear, and we'll have fiddle faddle, and Jeff will
All the
incorrectly.
F words.
Yeah. Fiddle faddle fish sticks.
Fookum.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
Some fish
well.
sticks and fiddle faddle and some fookum.
Ooh, fook fook 'em. And we'll design our game. Slow down, you bleep.
Yes. Sounds fun.
Well, if we have time, it's time to get to our main topic, buying records, bringing them home, and thinking, yeah, we'll listen to that someday. In fact, Jeff, if we have time, I even have some records that I can show you. Well, what?
What?
We're out of time.
Whoa, that's neat.
You can see I didn't even open it yet.
Oh, wow, you. That's true.
Well, I was going to talk about it and show you guys, but Jeff over here won't let me, so.
I was thinking about getting a record player, actually, but then I'd have to buy all the
Oh, it's
records
a trap.
and.
Don't do it. It's an expensive hobby. I've
Yeah.
talked about it
I'm
with you.
surprised they're still making some.
Oh,
Because I
they.
go to the store and I still see them making newer versions, and I'm like, really? People still put out records?
I'm gonna buy the new Doja Cat record, I think. That's what I think.
Wow.
But again, we don't have time to talk about it. So it's time to say goodbye,
We already
Danelle.
are, though. Goodbye,
Oh,
Mel.
goodbye, Danelle. And with that, we'll do our double ship toast.
White hair.
May your gamer score be heavy and your backlog be
Shout
light.
out.
May your connection be strong and your aim precision tight. Precision. May your Joy-Cons be as mighty as the ocean, but never should they drift. And for all of you QA pirates out there, you'll survive. Yarr!
Double shift.
Double shift. Later, Hosen.
Peace. Monkey grease.